This is KMBA News. I'm Chip Krause. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers released its final environmental review for the proposed Pebble Mine. The project's supporters are calling the report a win, but as KDLG's Tyler Thompson reports, critics say the study is fundamentally flawed.
The Pebble Limited Partnership is now one step away from receiving a federal permit for the proposed Pebble Mine, a deeply controversial development that would tap large copper and gold deposits at the headwaters of Bristol Bay. Pebble CEO Tom Collier says the finished environmental impact statement shows the mine can be built without harming the environment.
The final environmental impact statement is the first time that a federal agency has engaged in a rigorous review of the specific plan that we intend to use to build this project. And after doing that, at least in the draft and in the preliminary final, they concluded unequivocally and repeatedly that the project won't damage the fishery.
The report says up to 200 miles of streams and 4,000 acres of wetlands will be impacted by construction of the mine. Lisa Reimers is a board member of Iliamna Natives Limited. She supports Pebble's development and says the EIS provides enough safeguards to protect the environment around the project. Reimers says this affects her on a personal level as well.
My mom just passed, and her and my dad, they're both passed now, but they were both big supporters of resource development. They thought that their family should work. This is a good project, and we want to see something positive happen out in the area because we don't see any other projects coming down the pipeline that would help the area and make it grow so people can continue to live out there and prosper.
The Army Corps' preferred transportation route is the Northern Alternate Route. With this route, no ferry will cross Lake Iliamna, but the review says the route will damage fish streams and other water bodies. Bristol Bay Native Corporation's Jason Matrokin says the report fails to really address these concerns.
The final EIS is really no different. To have such significant changes during the process and in the later weeks and months of the process just goes to show that, at least in our opinion, the process seems like it's really focused more on a political timeline than a regulatory timeline.
BB&C owns subsurface rights to land the northern route will transect. The corporation objects to any use of that land to build the mine. The northern route would also require access to land owned by Igiagig Village Council, and it would cut through Diamond Point Rock Quarry. IVC member Christina Salmon manages the quarry.
Pebble has zero rights to overstep anything because Diamond Point Rock Quarry is owned wholly by Igiagig Village Council. And we're a sovereign nation. They can't bring us to court to overrule us on property that a sovereign nation owns. They're confident that they can work with the landowners was laughable at the least.
It will take at least 30 days for the Army Corps to issue a record of decision, the final word on whether the mine will get the federal permit it needs. In Dillingham, I'm Tyler Thompson.
And for KMBA News, I'm Trip Krause.